Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Brian, thank you very much. Well, to Belfast now, where the findings of a fresh inquest into the deaths of 10 people in the Ballymurphy area of West Belfast in August of 1971 are being delivered by Mrs. Justice Siobhan Keegan. No one has ever been charged or convicted in connection with any of the killings, which the families refer to as the Ballymurphy Massacre. For the latest on this, I'm joined on the line by Alison Morris, crime correspondent and columnist with the Belfast Telegraph. Good morning, Alison. I know this is going to take 3 hours, isn't it, to read into the record. So we're waiting for the full detail. But from what you know so far, what's expected?
Well, earlier on today, the Ballymurphy relatives arrived at the waterfront hall where the Nightingale Court is sitting to hear Mrs. Justice Keegan's findings. And they were clapped by supporters, I said, as they went in. So this was a very lengthy inquest. I mean, these killings happened almost 50 years ago. There was a campaign in order to try and get some kind of justice for the families, which went on for over 20 years. And finally, when they were given the fresh inquest, the court heard almost 100 days of evidence. There was over 150 witnesses. That included more than 60 former soldiers, experts in ballistics, pathology, all sorts of other experts came and gave evidence, and some of the evidence was incredibly harrowing and very grueling, and some of the families found out details of their loved ones' murders, which they weren't aware of until they sat in the inquest court. What they're really looking for is to try and sort of set the record straight, if you like. You know, something like 57 children lost a parent over those few days in West Belfast. Those children, most of them never knew each other. Some of them later spoke about how they actually sat in the same classroom with other people who had lost a parent in Ballymurphy, but had never spoke to them about it and never talked to them about it. The Army at the time put out statements saying all those involved, all those who lost lives, were members of the IRA and were gunmen, and that included a priest, Father Hugh Mullen, and
I heard his brother, the priest brother, speaking to Vincent Kearney on Morning Ireland this morning. And you know, you talk about the lasting impact of this. You could hear the years of suffering in that man's voice at 81. All of these years later,
it was, and they, you know, the family were contacted by relatives of Ballymurphy, Father Hugh Mullen's family, you know, many years ago, about 15, 20 years ago, and at the time they had never spoken. He was making his way across waste ground, waving a white baby girl in the air to try and deliver the last rites when he was shot and then was called an IRA gunman afterwards. So the main thing that the families want to achieve today is to have their loved ones' names cleared. You know, after 50 years, to have that stigma lifted from them, to be told that these were innocent civilians, you know, they were not IRA gunmen or women. And I think that for the families is one of the main points. Although I think it's somewhat ironic, and whether the timing of it was accidental or on purpose, you know, cruelly intended on purpose, the British government will today in the Queen's speech is expected to announce an amnesty, which will put an end to all historic criminal investigations, and that will include anyone who may have been found of any wrongdoing in the inquest today. We don't know what the coroner's findings are going to be, but if she does find that there were unlawful killings, it'll be the end of the road as far as any sort of further criminal proceedings are concerned with the family, because the inquest findings coincide with the same day that Boris Johnson is going to announce his plans for
Yes, and it is significant that those two events are happening on the same day. Will you remind us how we got to this point where these fresh inquests were ordered?
There, at one stage we had the Lord Chief Justice, in this case the Attorney General, ordered the inquest into Ballymurphy. This is a long, long, long campaign for justice. People, you know, we know that in our legacy campaign and in our legacy, the mess that exists around our legacy, people often point to one side getting favouritism on the other side. But these are families who came together almost by accident. They all attended an event that was called the Forgotten Victims as part of the West Belfast Festival in 1998, the same year as the Good Friday Agreement. And they were sitting in the audience, and one by one they stood up to tell their story and realised that the person who had spoken before them, loved one, had died on exactly the same date that their father or mother had died, and came together in the hallway of St Mary's Teaching College in the Falls Road, and that's how this campaign started. They gathered together documents, inquest documents, postmortem documents, anything they could, and campaigned relentlessly to try and have an investigation open. The inquest, while, you know, not ideal, and given the fact that we don't have a proper legacy mechanism, acted almost like a mini trial. It meant that they could get disclosure that they were never before allowed to see, that they could compel witnesses, including army witnesses, to come and give evidence. And while I think that that's been incredibly re-traumatising for some of them, having to listen to that evidence, it'll also, at the end of the day, I think it's going to get them the answers that they would never have been able to receive any other way, because mm-hmm. of the court service and the coroner service operating the way it does, and the fact that the coroner could compel those former soldiers to come and give evidence. That was their best chance, I think, of getting the answers that they had campaigned for so long for.
And what's likely to happen next, Alison? So if the coroner rules that these killings were unjustified, the judge in this case, has she the option now to send her findings to the Public Prosecution Service to consider whether to bring charges?
Yes, she could, but as we know, given what's going to happen today, that's unlikely. I think that we've seen any criminal cases that are currently going through the courts in relation to, like I say, Northern Ireland, I would say, are probably the last that we'll ever see. You can see that Westminster is trying to close down that aspect of legacy. What is announced today and what it means with Ballymurphy families, I don't know, in terms of truth recovery, because if the British government is going to announce the truth recovery process, but there's documents that were never given to the coroner during the Ballymurphy inquest that, on terms of national security, the British government refused to hand over, so will they be willing to give those to any Truth and Reconciliation Commission? And depending on the burdens, the families could then have other civil cases in terms of redress, depending on where the burden of blame is laid to by the coroner. So in terms of that, I think for themselves, it's just very healing to try and get some sort of closure in this and obviously clear the names of their loved ones. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, I think that it's an important day. It's an important day for all victims and not just those from Ballymurphy. And we have to bear in mind, you know, that the Ballymurphy inquest finally has came to a conclusion after such a long time. There was delays because of COVID and all sorts of other things. But for some families, you know, they've never even managed to get as far as a fresh inquest.
So, Alison, in terms of the sequence today, I mentioned at the start that it may take a number of hours to read the full findings into the record. The families clearly will be there. They'll be sitting. They'll be listening to all of this for that period of time. But what we might do is come back to you before 12 o'clock if there are any developments then, or if you're getting a sense of what is in that in the findings. You might come back and tell us about it then.
Of course.
All right, Alison, we might chat to you again before 12 midday. That's Alison Morris from the Belfast Telegraph. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.